The city uses two primary unrestricted funding sources to pay for its services: sales tax and property tax. In Alaska, property tax rates are recalculated each year after all property values have been assessed. The rate is calculated in mills. The mill rate for the next budget year has been lowered from 10.66 mills to 10.56. If you move the decimal point one to the left, you get a percentage of property values.
So 10.56 mills is 1.056% of property value. So you own a $100,000 house, you would pay $1,056 a year in property tax.
City Finance Director Jeff Rogers says Juneau's rate has been the same for the last 6 years. But at the end of last year's budget cycle, some members said the rate would have to increase soon to pay for childcare.
And it wanted to establish a durable funding source for childcare. So as the manager started to prepare the budget for next year, he incorporated that, proposed to increase the mill rate from 10.66 to 10.86.
But Juneau's property values went up more than expected this year.
So increased property values means that you could potentially have a lower mill rate and still receive more in property tax.
If the rate had stayed the same instead of decreasing, that would have meant $540,000 more for the city. The Assembly's initial budget also assumed Juneau would continue to lose money without sales tax from tourism. But now, late summer cruises are on the horizon. Assemblymember Michelle Bonnet-Hale says online sales tax is another thing to consider.
Every quarter, we bring in more vendors to pay online sales tax. And if people in Juneau who are shopping online are paying that sales tax, then in my mind, people in Juneau should have some drop in their property taxes.
Hale started pushing for a lower rate last year because she didn't want the city to raise more money than necessary.
We're not in the business of making money. What we're in the business of is making enough revenue to support the government services that we decide we need. And at a certain point, it's not our job to keep sort of buffering the savings account.
Hale was outnumbered as recently as last month, but says she's glad Mayor Beth Weldon and Assemblymember Maria Gladyszewski changed their votes on Monday.
And I'm just very pleased that we did this. I think it really sends a strong message to the community and a strong message to the taxpayers in Juneau that we listen to them and we really work hard at balancing the budget correctly.
In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.